Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The devil's secret weapon is generational curses because most people don't even know what they are or even think about it. But they are strong desires, they are behaviors or sicknesses that attempt to attach themselves to us from generation to generation. These are spirits, evil spirits that try to follow us through our families. They try to remain in the family. The Bible reveals that curses or judgments can be passed on from generation to generation. The sins of the father are repeated in the children. The influence of the judgment can be passed on to the children. Let me give you some references. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 5, God says, "You must never bow down or worship any god in any way, for I am the Lord your God. I am very possessive. I will not share your affection with any other god. And when I punish people for their sins, the punishment continues upon the children, the grandchildren, and great-grandchildren of those who hate me." Those who hate me. Now, you may think hate is a very strong word, hate, but you know it simply means indifferent. It means those who ignore me. Those who ignored God's word, those who just said, "I'm going to live my life according to the way I want to live it," and they never repented of their sins. See, curses are established by either the sins of our ancestors or our personal disobedience to God. And as we read, sicknesses and disease may be the result of a curse. That is why the disciples said, "Master, who did sin? His parents or him himself? That he's blind." And this is why doctors and insurance companies want to know your family's medical history. It's not they're just trying to be nosy. No, there's something to this. And they know it. They don't see it as spiritual, but you better know it's spiritual because the Bible talks about it. They ask on those forms, "Is there any heart disease, any kidney failure, any high blood pressure? Am I telling the truth?" See, the word heredity means the genetic transmission of characteristics from parent to offspring. The families of unrepented people come under the influence of a curse, and many times it's seen through physical ailments. See, this can occur physically and spiritually. And that's why there are families who suffer defeat in their lives from generation to generation. And some are so proud. "Oh, my great-grandfather had high blood pressure, and then my grandfather, and now I have, and I have this thing, and let me show you." You know, it's true. So now some of you are saying, "Well, how can this be?" Well, folks, the Bible tells us that we are at war with unseen evil spirits that want to place us in bondage under their influence. In the scriptures, many times it talked about when Jesus prayed for an individual who was blind or couldn't speak. When he prayed for them, an evil spirit left them. And guess what? He who was blind could see, and he who couldn't talk could talk. Some sicknesses are of a demonic nature or influence. In Ephesians 6 and 10, it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all of the strategies of the devil. All of the strategies of the devil. Generational curses is one of his strategies. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. And the Bible tells us that blessing is released on a family as a result of loving, obeying, and serving God. Not just on a person, upon a family. Listen to what it says in Exodus 20 and 6. I lavish my love on those who love me and obey my commandments, even for 1,000 generations. Some of your family for generations have been blessed. Blessed. Blessed with this. Blessed with that. Favor with this. Favor with that. That's not just a happenstance. That's because somebody loved God. Somebody obeyed God. Somebody served God. And God lavished his love upon you. And it's going down for generations. I tell parents when they come and boldly tell me, my child has been blessed with this and blessed with this and has favor with this. And I said, well, you know, it's because of you, don't you? And they look at me like, what? How much do they pray? How much do they fast? How much have they given? I don't think that much. Well, that's because, see, look. God's relationship with you brings blessing to your entire family. I just read it. Write it down. Exodus 20 and 6. Come on. I'm giving you the verses. I lavish my love on those who love me, who obey my commandments, even to 1,000 generations. That's why your family's blessed. That's why your children, that's why your great-grandchildren will be blessed. That's why your great-great-grandchildren will be blessed because of you. They will be. Yeah, give God a hand of praise. They will be blessed. That's God's promise. You don't have to worry about that. What you have to worry about is your relationship with God, because you can alter that whole thing by your disobeying God, by your not fulfilling God's purpose and plan for your life, by your disobedience. It sets the tenor of their lives. And I know you don't like that. That's a lot of responsibility, but that's the way God created it to be. Now, they have to find their own relationship with God. The Bible says the goodness of God leads to repentance. So the goodness of God established because of your relationship with God to your family should make your children say, wow, God has been good to me, been good to my family. I want to serve the Lord. The goodness of God leads to repentance. They must have their own relationship with God because God has no grandchildren. No matter how you love your little babies, they're all sinners who need to be saved. Don't forget that. Witness to them. Bring them to church, regardless whether they like it or not. Expose them to the gospel. Expose them to the truth. Now listen to this. The influences of a curse will pursue you if they're not broken, though. And they not only pursue you, they pursue your children and your descendants. See, your relationship with God really does matter. Deuteronomy 28:45. Listen, all these curses shall pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God. Listen. Verse 46, these horrors shall befall you and your descendants. That's why we have to make it right with God. not just for our sake, but for our children and our children's sake and for our descendants. You've got to be right with God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with a very special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Night of Refreshing Youth Explosion, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. We have our praise and worship leader, Chichi Onyekene, and Chichi, we're so happy that you will be blessing us with God's anointing and the gift that he has given you. Tell us about what we can expect that night.
Well, Youth Explosion, as if that's not a cool enough name to convince somebody to get there anyway. But I think you said it, though, the refreshing. You can encourage those that you invite. That, man, I know you're going through something. I don't care what season of life any person is in any demographic or generation. There is something in your life that you wish that would change, or that you wish the Lord would work in, that you wish you could change or control to a higher degree. And to encourage somebody and say, hey, I want you to come to this thing with me, and I promise that you'll be refreshed and you'll have an opportunity to every unseen thing in your heart, mind, soul, and spirit. I have an answer for you that can change everything. That can change everything. Like, we're going to take God at his word that night, and we're going to believe, just like his word says, that he's going to inhabit our praises and that he is going to bring freedom in a room. And I like to tease the question, man, what would it look like, or what would happen if you were free from everything that the enemy tried to tempt you with? What would happen if you were free? What would happen if you had peace that didn't make sense? That even you saw something, or you felt something, or you encountered something that your mind is telling you is negative, but you felt a peace about it that made no sense. What would your life look like? It's like, well, I don't know, man. That'd be kind of crazy. That'd be kind of crazy. It's like, hey, I think I can do that. You want to roll these dice? Just come and find out. Just come and find out. What if... You know, just entertain the thought. What if you can get peace in every area of your life? I truly believe that, young people, if you come to the Youth Explosion on October 25th, that you'll receive freedom that you cannot find anywhere else.
Let's talk about the music just for a minute, because music is something that, it's the universal language, and especially for young people. What effect do you think the music will have on the young people?
Man, music, like you said, it's such a universal language. It brings people together. And I feel like we have a unique opportunity to have different kinds of music that'll be appealing, you know, and that'll resonate with the next generation and an older generation. And so just a little teaser, if you would. You know, there might be some Christian rap and spoken word happening that night. We're definitely going to have some praise happening that night. And we're going to have moments to just really go deep and soak in the presence of God in worship. And so I'm excited to be able to experience that.
Join us on October the 25th for our Night of Refreshing Youth Explosion, where Chichi will be sharing music and song, and you will be blessed. Now let's get back into today's program.
I'm going to read it for you in another verse. It says Exodus 34 and 6. It says, God never lets the guilty go unpunished, punishing children and grandchildren for their parents' sins to the third and the fourth generation. There it is again. You may not like this, but this is truth. Now let me also mention some behaviors that open the door to a curse that can affect your health. We've already talked about disobedience, but I want to give you a scripture. In Deuteronomy 28 and 15, it says, if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God, listen, if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God, not someone else's God, the Lord your God, if you disobey the Lord your God and do not obey his commands, listen, all these curses will come upon you. So what does it say here? Disobedience to God invites a curse. You open the door for curses to come into your family and into your life when you disobey God. This is not a game, guys. This is not just a Bible study. This is life. This is really happening. This really exists. And then there's involvement in the occult practices. Look, you have got to be very careful how you celebrate Halloween. I was seeing all these skeletons around. I mean, people have skeletons 9 feet tall. I'm like, why are we celebrating skeletons now? They got skeletons on the back of their windows. They got them all around. I said, why all these skeletons? And I heard the Holy Spirit said, they represent death. And people aren't aware. They're calling death upon themselves. So I said, what? So I looked it up. I went on the internet. What do skeletons mean? It means death. The Holy Spirit just told me that. So you're right. Watch how you are celebrating Halloween. I'm not going to tell you what to do with it. I'm saying watch out. It's up to you. Now, I'm not going to celebrate it. I'm definitely not going to have any skeletons saying I want to die. Inviting the spirit of death. The Grim Reaper. Oh, I hope you're ready to meet God. You got the Grim Reaper right outside the door. And you paid for him to come to your house. The Bible says any dealings with the occult will bring a curse. In 2021, a survey found that 21% of Americans believe in spells or witchcraft. That's more than 67 million people in our country. They're cursed. That's what the Bible says. Deuteronomy 18:10, write it down. Never sacrifice your son or your daughter as a burnt offering. In other words, don't kill your children. Could that be a woman has a right? Oh. Do not let your people practice fortune telling or sorcery or interpret omens or engage in witchcraft or cast spells or function as mediums or psychics or call forth spirits from the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. It's a hateful and disgusting thing to God, and you are cursed. I could go on and on, folks, but I really want to pray, because some of us may suspect that there's something happening in our bodies or in our lives in other areas where there could be a curse in existence influencing the blessing and the favor God has promised our lives. What are the requirements to break a curse if that does exist? Number one, you've got to be born again. Number two, you must confess Christ as your Savior verbally. Remember, we are dealing with evil spirits. They can't read your mind. Please remember, the devil can't read your mind. He can put thoughts in your head, in your mind, but he can't read your mind. So you have to confess Christ verbally as your Savior. Number three, confess any known sin or unknown sin. Lord, if I have sinned in any way, I confess it and I am sorry and I renounce it. Number four, commit yourself to obey God's word. Commit yourself to obey God's word. I am not going to disobey the word of God. Whatever he tells me to do, I'm going to do it. Lord, you have my agreement. See, we have to shut every open door, folks. We have to shut every open door so a curse doesn't come into our life. Number five, forgive everyone who ever hurt you. Yeah. Some people say, well, that means they're going to get away. No, that means you're going to get away. Because God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Folks, nobody ever gets away. You get away. They will repay, saith the Lord. And some of you are like, but don't show that. Don't show that, because the Bible says If God sees you rejoicing over the demise of your enemy, he will stop punishing them. That's in the Bible. So keep that faith when God help them. Number six, renounce all contact with the occult. That's the last thing we talked about. You've got to renounce it in every single way. And that has to do with symbols of the occult or things, objects like the big skeleton, Grim Reaper, and a whole lot of other things. You know, people just have these ghosts. And guys, you don't know what you're playing with. This is all connected to the occult. And we should repent of the sin that we know from our elder, from our ancestors. You know, some of us, we know what they were into. We know what they were doing. And we suspect perhaps they never asked the Lord for forgiveness or were born again. You need to repent for that and ask God to forgive them. This is all spiritual stuff I'm saying here, folks. Please, we're talking spiritual things, okay? Daniel prayed for the sins of his ancestors. Listen, Daniel 9:16, he prayed, our sins and our iniquities and the iniquities of our fathers have made Jerusalem and your people an object of scorn. Now, O God, hear the prayers and the petitions of your servant. Forgive our ancestors. Forgive us. He prayed for the sins of his ancestors. And yes, we have to pray. God, forgive them. They're gone, yeah, but something's still hanging around judging me. Lord, I repent for what they've done. I repent for that. And we renounce what we identify a curse may be operating in our life. We renounce that. The curse no longer belongs to me. I don't accept this. In the name of Jesus, get off of me. I don't accept this sickness. In the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ came. He, by the covenant of Christ, I am born again and I am healed. And then let me give you this verse and then we're going to pray. Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is anyone who was hung on a tree. He was hung on the cross. He died in our place. He redeemed us in order that the blessings of Abraham might be given to us through Jesus Christ. We're talking about healing. And you are either under the covenant or you're under a curse. The only way you can be under the covenant is by accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, living for him and obeying him. If not, you're under the curse of sin. And you may be under the curse of some unforgiven sin for your ancestors.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We are so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contributions make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every contribution will help us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. Also, don't forget to mark your calendars for Friday, October 25th at 7:30 p.m. for our Youth Explosion, a night of refreshing for all, with a special focus on ministering to the young people. It's going to be a powerful night, and we encourage everyone to attend. Thank you once again for your prayers and support. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, simply go to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and navigate to the Media tab. Today's message is part two of Are You Underneath the Covenant or the Curse? Now Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, knowing that you desire to bless us and to enlarge our steps, to increase our influence in the world on your behalf. So, Lord, break off our limitations and restrictions placed upon us Father, we pray that you would bless us indeed and enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us. We pray, Lord God, that you would enlarge our steps so that we can receive your blessing and your prosperity. We bless your name because your word says you shall increase us more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.